Hi, Darren. My name is Jenny, and I blog at goodlifebetter.com in the United States, and I am an avid listener to your podcast, and I'm super excited to be able to try out, so thank you for the opportunity. So I'm a newer blogger. I started blogging in August of 2017, so almost at my five-month anniversary. And I started blogging because I had made a lot of changes in my life. I kind of took very much control of my finances. I have, gotten healthier, lost weight, and I was really doing a lot of soul searching when it came to my career. And I just knew that I could help other women in my situation, other women who were about 20 years out from retirement, who needed guidance and needed reassurance that they could do this. They could start and have the retirement they wanted, have the life that they wanted. I get frustrated because if you Google single women in retirement, you get articles with terrible headlines, women living in poverty, women living alone. And I don't think it has to be that way. And I want to be part of the solution of helping women create the retirement that they want. And that includes not just money, but also being healthier as they age and retiring from an awesome career. When it came time to figure out exactly how I would share lots of advice and lots of good content, blogging seemed to be the natural way to do so. I love to write. I've always been a good writer too. I've had a lot of writing courses, and in my professional life, I do a lot of writing. So blogging seemed the natural way to go. And it was just, I was very super excited about it. I had a blog for like a month and a half previously, many years ago, and I just wasn't consistent with it. And I was almost ashamed of it. I didn't want people to find it. I didn't do any promotion of it at all. But this was totally different. I went in full force on this one. I wanted people to find it. I wanted people to learn, and I wanted to learn from them. So it was very important to me that it was a solid blog. Looking back now and thinking about something that I'm really glad I did, it was not have several blog posts already written, because I did not do that. I started I wrote a post and then I hit publish. But one thing I did do, and I'm very excited I did, is I invested in learning WordPress. I'm by far an expert in WordPress, but I knew that I had limited experience with it before, and I just gave up on it. And so I knew that I wanted, it was a robust platform and it would be the best one for me. So I invested in learning about how to use it. One of the things I did was I went to Amazon and I just, searched for blogging books, and I came across one that I found very helpful. It's called Step by Step WordPress for Beginners by Mike Taylor. And one thing that was nice is it came, in addition to the book itself, it came with access to WordPress videos. And the WordPress videos have been amazing. I watched some of them more than once, but they led me to do things that I'm so happy I did. For example, the permalink structure. One of the things it said is go into settings and change it so it reflects the name of the post. And I'm really glad I did, because now that I'm looking into SEO and I'm looking into people searching for my blogs, I don't have to worry about 301 redirects or anything like that, because I honestly don't understand them. And if I had to worry about them, I would end up probably hiring someone to do it. Thinking about mistakes that I made that I hope others avoid, two come to mind. I think the first one is probably something that no matter how many times either I say it or you say it, people are still going to make it, and that is to get overwhelmed. It is so easy to do, especially if you're super excited like I was. You just want to do everything all at once. One time, I remember that first month dreaming and waking up, and I had been dreaming about what my sidebar should look like, and that's just insane. It was not a very rested, I was not a very rested person at that time, and I needed to find my balance. And so that's why I'm saying that people probably won't change their ways until they are forced to. And for me, it was looking about how many times I could post a week realistically.
what I could do, what were my priorities. And you know, 5 months in, my priorities are posting twice a week, once on Tuesday, once on Thursday, and then emailing my subscribers every Saturday morning. Those are non-negotiables. If I want to do a training, if I want to check my Twitter feed, that's great. I can do that, but it can't get in the way of those three things. Those are things that have to get done. And ultimately, I think those are the things that are going to help me grow my blog the most. The second mistake is one I think hopefully I can help people prevent, and that is buying too many courses and ebooks. There is a lot of stuff out there. Some of it is really great and some of it is okay. All of it mostly costs money, although there's quite a bit of free stuff too. But I bought way too many courses to the point where I'm still like going through and to make sure I actually took all the courses and I'm implementing the things that I learned, which I don't think is all that unusual. I think people will forget. More than once, people have asked for advice in a Facebook group, and I said, well, did you buy the Ultimate Blogger Bundle? Because that included this course on ConvertKit, or that included a course on Tailwind. And they're like, oh yeah, I did buy that. I will go and check that out. By reminding them about these resources, which of course I do forget as well, they've been able to go in and not spend any more money, but get some, you know, some shorter trainings that will really benefit them. There's been a lot of good things, so it's kind of hard to nail it down, but I'll say that there's two things specifically I'd like to point out. One is just meeting the other blogger community, and this may be unique to the personal finance niche, but it has been so cool to get to know these people. It's a double-edged sword because sometimes I find myself writing for them and not my avatar, my target audience, just because it's the blogger community that I'm getting feedback from. But I have to remember that they're there to support me, and I'm there here to support them, but they're not my ultimate target audience, and I'm doing a disservice to the growth of my blog if I prioritize them as my readership, because they aren't my readership. They are already people that know what to do when it hopefully comes to money, and they're not the ones that are facing retirement in 20 years that's perhaps unfunded. And I really, that's the group of women that I want to reach out to. The other good thing is having a creative outlet. I do really like to write, and I like personal finance, and I just hadn't been able to get the practice with talking about it. A lot of my friends are, they care about me and they want me to be happy, but they're not really into getting out of debt. They're not supportive. They don't think I'm, you know, completely weird by doing it, but they haven't really prioritized it in their life, or they may not see it as something that's a viable option for them. So being able to have my blog as an outlet for that has been really fun and something I look forward to. Looking back and now thinking about my number one tip for new bloggers, and that would be to think of it for the long term. There is a lot of traffic reports and what have you out there, blog income reports that will make you think that, you know, in a month you're going to have 10,000 visitors and make, you know, $100,000. And that's certainly not been my case. And most of the bloggers I meet, that's not their case either. And that's okay. I don't mind that my first year is a learning year. I'm learning about my style of writing. I'm learning about what my audience wants, it needs help with, what their pain points are. And that's going to take time, and it's okay. I don't have to have all the answers right now. And if I did, that would be probably kind of weird. But of course, not having all the answers now means that I'm probably going to be putting in a lot of time for something that is not yet financially rewarding. But it sure the hell is, it makes me feel good. And I look forward to being able to come and when I get home in the afternoon and blog, it's pretty fun. Thank you again for the opportunity to send you a tryout video. I would love to talk to you more, and hopefully I will meet you at FinCon next year. Thank you. Bye.